Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. Here in the Allstate Showcase studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue, a sunny North Michigan Avenue. And joining me here in the studio this morning is my good friend and colleague, Bill Ruthart. Bill's a member of the Chicago Tribune political team, covering City Hall and Mayor Emanuel. And thank you so much for getting up with me this morning after going to that great Cubs game last night.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm willing to talk about anything other than that this morning. That was brutal.
Well, at least it's a little warmer here in this normally chilly studio than it is. Had to be out at Wrigley last night.
Yeah, and there's no obnoxious New Yorker sitting behind me, so I got that going for me too, right?
Only obnoxious Sox fans, right?
Could be.
There's a few of those around here as well. But well, thanks very much for coming in. And great work this week. A great piece on the issue of the Thompson Center, as well as the piece in this morning's paper about the former President Obama's visit and relations with Mayor Emanuel. But let's talk about this Thompson Center deal, because it kind of erupted a little bit this week on various fronts. And it, as the story says, it's a very complicated issue. And there's been talk of dumping the Thompson Center for a long time. And let's face it, it is a love me or hate me kind of building, just from its visual appearances. But you go beyond that to actually, when you go inside, and it's decrepit. I mean, it really looks decrepit. You've got duct tape being used when the governor isn't using it on TV ads. Apparently, they're using it to fix the carpeting on the floors.
Right.
I mean, it looks dingy.
They don't wash the windows very often. Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
And so, there aren't a lot of fans for it. I think other than Helmut Jahn, the architect, and Jim Thompson, who was named after. But that having been said, Rauner seems the most dedicated about, trying to get this building sold. It'll be demolished if it gets sold. But you have so many things at play. You've got the relationship or lack thereof between the governor and the mayor. And then you throw House Speaker Michael Madigan in, who Rauner, of course, has made his nemesis. Does this thing ever get off the ground?
Well, let's go through all the hurdles they have to clear. So there's many of them. The first of which is Rauner needs state legislation, basically, to let him sell the building. So very little legislation passes in Springfield these days, as we know, because the Capitol is gridlocked. So they'd have to set all their other problems aside and agree to at least allow this to go through, which maybe that happens at the end of the legislative session in May. The other issue is, Rauner has put out there that he believes that he and his administration believe that the Thompson Center and the land, the full city block it sits on, is worth $300 million. And so I dug into that because I was curious, where they got that number. And they've spent about $300,000 on a financial study that helped them come up with that number, but they won't release it. I spoke with one of their consultants who argued that it was a fair price given the current markets, and he pointed to a $100 million parking lot that sold in River North and the Tribune Tower, the building we're sitting in, selling for $240 million. But the Thompson Center has its unique challenges. It has a CTA station literally under and next to the building, and so that gives the city of Chicago a lot of power over what happens there. The city and the CTA own that station, and so that's what really involves Mayor Rahm Emanuel a lot. The other issue is the $300 million to get there. They're basing on 3 million square feet of development there. Well, the Thompson Center's 1.2 million square feet. Actually, the zoning there currently allows less than the Thompson Center,
which
is a million square feet. So they'd have to at least triple the zoning, which is a pretty big ask. The downtown alderman, Brendan Riley, has never approved any kind of an up zone. They call it increasing the square footage on a site. In the 10 years he's been alderman, he believes in sticking to the underlying zoning on all these parcels downtown, because that's what people plan around, that's what people buy around. He hasn't ruled out an increase, but So you got the alderman involved, you got the mayor's office involved. The mayor seems more inclined, at least his negotiating team, not to give a carte blanche for 3 million square feet. The way the zoning classifications are set up, you know, they don't want to guarantee that kind of square footage because they lose control over the planning process and what do the buildings look like. There's also some politics involved of if the zoning layers are lower, if the level is lower, there's a program that Emmanuel started where developers can buy extra square footage, and that money goes into a fund that he uses and spends in the south and west sides to try to drive development there. So he has political reasons to maybe keep the zoning level lower so the developer buys more, but that doesn't help round or sell the land up front. So you got all these dynamics playing out. Not to mention, there's a ton of, you know, if you've ever been to the Thompson Center, there's that food court in the basement, and there's a Walgreens. Well, it turns out those retail leases run through like 2034, so Rauner would have to negotiate some sort of buyout to get out of those retail leases. There's also, where do you put 2,200 employees and 20 state agencies once you move them out of the building? State doesn't really have a lot of office space downtown. They could move a few folks into the Blandick building, but they say, oh, we can work with the county and city, the Daily Point, the Daily Center, 69 West Washington. I called around. Those buildings don't have any space in them. So then we start asking, well, how much is it going to cost for you guys to lease all this office space downtown? They don't really have an answer for that. They won't give us the numbers. So, you know, you start poking at these numbers, and you got to wonder how good of a financial deal ultimately is it? What will the land really be? It'll depend on the zoning. And, you know, that's part of the deal in convincing lawmakers, is you got to convince them it's a good idea for the taxpayers to do this thing. And so there's a lot of unanswered questions. And of course, the last thing is you've got the political, you know, dynamic between Rauner and Emmanuel. And basically every time they step in front of a microphone and you say the other one's name, they have some smart aleck comment about how the other one is incompetent. So, you know, there's a lot to overcome to get this deal done. That's for sure.
And I mean, and it seems like just a lot of it is just soft, you know, fudging mm-hmm. numbers and things like that. We're going to talk more about, now that you've kind of outlined the hurdles, let's delve into that just a little bit when we come back. You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by my good friend Bill Ruthart, colleague on the Chicago Tribune political team. We're talking about the effort to try to sell the space that now is occupied by the James R. Thompson Center, the state government headquarters in downtown Chicago. And before the break, you outlined all of these hurdles here. But, you know, when you look at this and you look at some of the numbers, like the Rauner administration saying they expect $300 million for that. Now, you know, what is that based on? Because, you know, there's schematics like, oh, there could be the Chicago's tallest skyscraper could be on that block.
Yeah, they put out some conceptual drawings to try to get people excited about the possibility of it being redeveloped. And one of the drawings was, I think it was a 1,700-foot super tower, which would become the tallest building in Chicago. You talk to anybody in the real estate market, they basically say there's no market for those kind of buildings anymore. When you see them go up, they're usually subsidized by, you know, the Chinese government or some government in the Middle East. So just highly unlikely that kind of a building would get built. One of the other concepts was three different towers on the site, one a hotel, one a condo tower, one office. That's a little more realistic. The more you chop up the uses on the site, the better chance you have of being able to build more square footage. But that price tag's based on 3 million square feet. And again, to put that in perspective, that's triple the size of the Thompson Center, which is, you know, a 17-story. It's a pretty big building. So that's a lot of density. It's not saying it's unprecedented to build that kind of density on a full city block in Chicago, but there's a lot of buildings going up right now. The market is hot, which is why Rauner is trying to have this sense of urgency to sell it. The other thing that the governor says is driving this is that he's claimed there's $326 million in deferred maintenance for the Thompson Center. And he took reporters on Friday down to the basement to see
the
boiler room, to see the shoddy HVAC system that's down there. And he says that needs to be replaced in the next 2 years and could cost up to $80 million. And so You know, but those deferred maintenance numbers, again, $326 million in maintenance, that's a ton of money. It also coincidentally happens to be about as much as he thinks the land is worth, which is a coincidence. And, you know, when we
asked... It's also triple the estimate from just about a year ago.
It was $100 million a year ago. And so when I asked for the breakdown of the deferred maintenance, they wouldn't give me anything other than the claim that the HVAC was $80 million. So, you know, whether it's a $300 million price tag or the amount of deferred maintenance, when you start asking for details, the Rauner administration really doesn't have many.
Well, and that's, I mean, that's why I'm saying about there are just so many things that just are really soft about this, you know, because of, I'm not sure that there's hard enough details yet to move this thing.
At least to convince lawmakers. But, you know, some people would argue even if you break even to get rid of the headache that is the Thompson Center and just get rid of it, and if you get the state employees relocated and at the end of the day the costs are even if it's that, some people argue that's worth it in itself, you know, to put something better on that site. And, you know, now the preservationists who have put the Thompson Center at the top of Illinois' most endangered buildings would not agree with that.
Well, I mean, and let's talk about the issue. The CTA is a big issue, as you said, second busiest stop in the whole system.
Yeah, and
then you have this. Well, the mayor saying, "Well, we're not going to pay to rebuild. The city's not going to pay to rebuild this if it gets redeveloped on that site."
Right, and Emmanuel, yeah, he basically said if there's a new station, which is likely if it gets developed, we're not paying for it, and that's a position that the mayor's team has had in negotiations for months, and that was no surprise to Rauner. It shouldn't have been. I mean, the mayor deciding to air publicly, happened this week. It was just the same time the story was about to run.
Coincidentally,
right? The same with the governor and his people talking about it. So, the CTA station, my sense, and from talking to people who have been in the rooms handling the negotiations, is that the CTA station probably isn't as big of a hang-up as the zoning. And the zoning is what allows Rauner to try to get the most money.
That's the price tag.
At the market. And Emmanuel wants as much money as he can for his neighborhood development fund. When these developers pay for extra square footage above the zoning limits, that puts it in a fund that the mayor controls that he can then use to spend on the west and south sides of Chicago, areas that he needs a lot of help politically.
We've got our call from Ron. Ron, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Excellent art I have it in front of me. The only thing that's bad is that building, Miami, when U.S. sell the field first over. Just really bad building.
Do they have duct tape on the upper deck what is it called now?
Now that's guaranteed rate field. I
won't say
add.
What I call it. That's okay.
It was great. Bill, two things. First of all, I can see where this could benefit the governor and also Rahm, because you talked about the bonus program. But the key person is Mike Madigan. If it doesn't benefit him, it probably won't happen. And I'm trying to put you on the spot, Bill, and ask you, do you think the sale will go through? Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ron.
There's a deal to be done here. He's right about that. I mean, there are things that can benefit the mayor. There are things that can benefit the governor. He needs some kind of win. He needs to actually be able to tell people he's done something. And even selling a building isn't that big of a deal, but at least it looks like he can say he's done something for the taxpayers. And so Madigan is a factor, but I think at the end of the day, if Emmanuel thinks he's got a good deal for the city, and Madigan can extract some sort of movement on something else in Springfield toward the end of the legislative session, I don't think that this doesn't go through if a budget doesn't go through or something like that. I think there may be ways to work something out. But
I
the
do
relation,
agree about the extraction process.
Oh, absolutely. And the same for the mayor. I mean, the mayor is dealing with a governor who's vetoed $215 million in funding for Chicago Public Schools. I mean, that's part of the reason that there's so much animosity between themselves and their respective administrations. And so they got to overcome all that stuff to get it done. And so whether it happens soon, I don't know. You know, Rauner's latest gimmick to try to put pressure on the mayor was to say that they would dedicate they would introduce a bill in Springfield that would dedicate any future property tax revenue generated there to Chicago Public Schools, which the response from the Emmanuel administration is, oh, now you care about Chicago Public Schools. And of course, that would be years down the road anyway. A ton of money compared to what the needs are right now.
Right. And it does not do anything about that $215 million that you know, rightfully, wrongfully, CPS cooked into their budget, which was money they didn't have.
Right.
And was truly uncertain that they were going to get it. But right. nevertheless, that kind of is a symbolic piece of legislation. And Rauner had that introduced by both of the Republican leaders in the legislature. So, you know, it's all rolls into this kind of logjam in Springfield that it's one piece of the puzzle, but the puzzle keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's one big dysfunctional puzzle.
Not something that will be on sale anytime soon in any of your retail stores. Real quickly, the take on the president's visit and as he laid out kind of the vision for the presidential center.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have to kind of walk a fine line here about, you know, undercutting Rahm Emanuel, doesn't he?
Well, I think it was interesting to me when I watched it is that you had a former president returning to the South Side and trying to gain some credibility in the room. He was leveling with South Side community leaders about why his library is a good idea. He wants to close a major road on the South Side to help open up the park for it. And in the process of leveling with the folks in the room, you know, he talked about minority job contracts and how, yeah, we'll have the requisite number of minority jobs, but you guys all know those numbers get cooked anyway, you know, and mm-hmm. Parks on the South Side aren't as nice as parks on downtown on the North Side, and neither are the playgrounds. And these are comments that aren't exactly, you know, talking points out of the mayor's office. And Emanuel, you know, his supporters would argue, and in some cases, rightfully so, that he's done more to spread amenities around other parts of the city than some of his predecessors. So he's raising some of these issues that maybe don't exactly fit the Rahm Emanuel narrative, but that also gives the president credibility in these Southside communities where he's, you know, trying to garner support and dusting his off his old community organizing tactics to get support for his library.
Yeah, it's a great story, and it's in today's Sunday's Tribune, so please take a look at it. Bill Ruthart, my colleague at the Chicago Tribune, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and hope you have a short day upstairs in the newsroom.
Thanks, Rick.
We'll be back with more right after this.